It was not losing contact because of anything. The network in Malakal is not working, and we were simply unable to trace our people, but we are in contact with them.
So it therefore means that the SPLA has not lost control of Malakal. Is that what you're saying?
No. We have not lost control of Malakal. Malakal is now being fought for. The SPLA is controlling the northern part of Malakal town, and the rebels and their armed civilians are in the southern part of the town.
Have you re-established contact with your SPLA forces in the northern part of Malakal then?
Yes, SPLA is very close to the center of the town, and it's a matter of time and SPLA will recapture Malakal.
Kenneth Aguel, your government has accused the opposition of breaking the cessation of hostilities agreement, correct?
Yes.
But they are also saying that 2 days after this agreement was signed, SPLA attacked them in Lier. What do you say to that assertion from them?
Yeah, that is not true. The SPLA was around the areas of Lier before the cessation of hostilities. And the forces in Division 4 divided. Most of them joined the rebels and support the attempted coup of Riek Machar in Juba. But before the cessation of hostilities, SPLA was around in the area. So that is not true, that the SPLA did not respect the cessation of hostilities. We are respecting the agreement that are being initiated by the AU. The rebels in Upper Nile publicly declare that they are not working with the cessation of hostilities, and the commander in Upper Nile, Major General Gadot, that clearly declared to the public that is continuing with the mobilization, and they have mobilized thousands of armed civilians from more than five counties, the three counties in north in eastern Upper Nile, and that's Maywood, Longachok, and Nasir, and they mobilized in Longair from Lurken and Ayut in northern part of Jongle. So they continued massive forces and continued attack in Suluk area, and finally attacking Malakal yesterday morning. So that is a clear declared disregard to the cessation of hostilities.
There are concerns expressed by some people that the SPLA forces are planning to launch attacks in Pariang. What is your response to that?
How could SPLA attack Pariang? Pariang is in the hand of the SPLA since the rebellion. So that may be a different location. The SPLA has been in Pariang since the coup was declared. And the rebels attacked Pariang County more than 10 times. So that is the opposite. Maybe somebody is talking of what they don't know. The SPLA is committed, is a government force that is committed to whatever agreement signed. And this is why we requested that the mediators in Addis Ababa should have a monitoring mechanism so that they don't allow the rebels to say whatever they are saying, which is unrealistic. SPLA has been in northern part of Unity State, which is Pariang, and the fighting in there was a follow-up of the fighting in Bentiu. It was not after the cessation of hostilities. Upper Nile fighting is a clear declaration of disregard by the rebels, whether they are under Riek Machar or they are operating independently. This is what we need to ascertain from the rebels. But Major General Gadot Gadot has declared his disregard to a cessation of hostilities, and he's continuing mobilizing and has declared that he's going to attack Oil Field, he's going to attack Malakal, and they have different motives on the and policy on the oil areas. That is completely declared, and the public in South Sudan is aware of that.